Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Beis. We left off on the very bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So in yesterday's daf, just to recap a little bit where we are, we had seen really a daf-long tangent almost about whether one is able to redeem leftover karbanos tamid, if they are tamim. What to do with anything that's left over, whether there's a special dispensation of lev based in masna leim, that when you consecrate these animals, based in does so with the understanding and the condition, the stipulation, that if there are any left over, you're going to be allowed to be poda them in order to then reconsecrate them on this year's shkalim, so that they could be brought in the next year, whether we have this concept of lev based in masna leim or not. The reason that we spoke about that concept in the context of the Karbanos Tamid, we spoke about that concept in the context of Ketores, we tried to distinguish between Kotche Mizbeach and Kotche Bedek HaBayis, and we brought all that down because just at the very, very end of yesterday's shiur, we had brought down a raya from our Mishnah. The Shita of Rav Shimon, who said that if you have a karban that was supposed to be brought on Rosh Chodesh or on a Moed and it was not brought then, can you bring it on the next such occasion? Can you bring it on the next Moed? Or can you bring it on the next Rosh Chodesh? Or so on and so forth. And what we had said was Rav Shimon's Shita is that even though all of these karbanas come to be mechaper for different things, because unlike some of the other shitas we've seen in recent days, who say that the kapara of all of these karbanos is the same, Rav Shimon is moda that the kapara is different, that Rosh Chodesh comes to be mechaper on a Torah Shachal Tameh, and the regalim is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav of somebody who had a helem. And the seer Hanasa Bachutz is mechaper on somebody who had also Tumas Mikdash Bakasha, but somebody who had a Helem and Yediyah. But even so, Rav Shimon says that you're allowed to use one karban for another occasion if you were not able to bring it for its originally stipulated purpose. And we tried to bring a raya that isn't this a raya that Rav Shimon says. Lev based in Masna Aleim, that when you stipulate that you want to bring a carbon for a certain Chag or for Rosh Chodesh, so the based in builds in a Tnai, that if you don't bring it now, you can bring it later. And we wound up saying, no, Rav Shimon doesn't hold that Lev based in Masna Aleim. In fact, Rav Shimon holds, in the context of the Karbanos Tamid that are left over from the prior year, that Ein Niftin Tmimin, that according to the Rav Shimon, they cannot be nifta when they're tamim. You have to wait like an ordinary karban until the karban develops a mum. And once it becomes a bal mum, then it's subject to pidyon. So Rav Shimon says, I don't hold from lev beis and masna leim. In that case, why does Rav Shimon say that a karban from Rosh Chodesh could be brought on a moed, or a karban on a moed could be brought on Rosh Chodesh? They're not mechaper on the same thing. And he said, well, they're all roughly mechaper on the same thing. It's all for situations of tumas mikdash v'kachav. So basically what we had done yesterday was we had set up a machlokas between the Chachamim, who hold that Niftin Tmimim, that the Chachamim hold in the case that we began this year with yesterday, where you have the Karbanos Tamid that are left over from the prior year. Again, the year, the calendar flips for that purpose in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But you have the Karbanos that were brought with a Truma Shalishka from the prior year. If they're left over, you somehow have to get the Kedusha transferred onto new Shkalim, so that they can be brought during the current year. And the Chachamim said, yeah, you're allowed to be poda them tmimim. And Rav Shimon now says, we see, that ain't niftin tmimim. So the Gemara now is going to start with exploring who exactly are these Chachamim who argue with Rav Shimon. So let's pick up two lines up from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amabez. V'rabbanan de pligi alea de Rav Shimon ma ninu. And who are the Rabbanan who argue on Rav Shimon? So inem a Rabbanan de Ktores, if you want to say that it's the Rabbanan who we saw one of the cases yesterday was the case of Ktores. What happens if you have leftover Ktores going into the new year for this purpose? Then you're allowed to do this fancy type of pidyon where you pay the artisans with the where you take money and you transfer the Kedusha from the money onto the Ktores, and you pay the artisans with the Ktores, and then you buy the Ktores back with new money, and the Rabbanan allowed us to do that. Well, there's not necessarily a raya that in the case of Tamidim, the Rabbanan would say that you're allowed to do that, because Shani Ktores de lo bar re'iyahu, because Ktores is different that Ktoris is different because it's not possible to do anything else with it. In other words, what's the alternative? By Tamidin, if we're not going to permit you to be poda the animals when they're tamim, so what's your recourse? So you'll wait until they become a balmum, and then once they're a balmum, you could be poda them, because everybody says that you're allowed to be poda these animals once they become a balmum. But the problem is, for Ktoris, what are you going to do with it? For Ktoris, you're going to wait until the Ktoris becomes a balmum. Ktoris doesn't become a balmum. So if we would not permit you to be poda the Ktoris, you'd be out of luck. You wouldn't be able to do anything with it. So Tosfos over here says, Tosfos is bothered. We could have asked a better question, that by the animals, forgetting about whether you're going to use them as a carbon tamid, worse comes to worse, you could always use the animals as an olas nadava. So you could do something with them. So why don't we say that the animals have that attribute better than Ktoris, that you can't bring Ktoris as an adava, but you could bring the other animals as an adava. And Tosfos winds up answering that that's obviously a big tick in the fact that you could bring the animals as an olas nadava. But the point that the Gemara is trying to drive home is that even like a little type of salvation, even to be able to salvage a little bit, we don't have by Ktoris. That by animals, forgetting about bringing in Olas Nadava, even if we just let it become a Balmum, ultimately you'd be able to be Podet. Ktoris is different because there's no such thing as a Balmum by Ktoris. That's why out of necessity, by Ktoris, the Chachamim might say that you're allowed to consecrate or deconsecrate the Ktoris and reconsecrate it on money, even though there's nothing wrong with it. But by an animal, where you could always wait until it becomes a Balmum, maybe they wouldn't hold that way. Says the Gemara, top line of Yibbez Amad Aleph, you're right, El Rabbanan de Parah. Maybe it's the Rabbanan of Parah who told us, we saw yesterday also the Brice of the Parah Duma, that you're allowed to be Podet if you find another one that's nicer, even after it dies, or even after you shecht it not on its right place. So obviously you're allowed to be Podet, and if you're allowed to simply be Podet the Parah Duma, and flip the sanctity of the Parah Duma onto a new Parah, because you found another Parah that's nicer than it, then these Chachamim obviously say that you're allowed to be Poda something to me, men. So says the Gemara, well, Dilma, Shani Parah, Didmei Yikarin. Maybe the Parah is going to be different, because the value of the Parah is so expensive, and therefore by the Parah, maybe we make a special dispensation that you're allowed to be Podet, because out of concern, and out of recognition and sympathy, that it's so expensive. So says the Gemara, okay, you're right, Vela Rabbanan da Amrle. Maybe it's the Rabbanan who were having this dialogue with Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. And Rashi explains over here, Vahachi Amrle, Hoel Ve'ein Kaparasan Shave, because the Kapara of these three Karbanos, of the Sira Nasa B'chutz, and the Sira Golem, and the Sira Shchodesh, are not alike. V'les Lecha Leiv Basin Masneh, and you don't hold, Rav Shimon, from the concept of Leiv based in Masna Aleim, Shem Ova Bazeh Yakriv Lazeh, the Kapara Cheres Hechein Krivin. The Chachamim are asking on Rav Shimon, if you don't hold that Leiv based in Masna Aleim, so you don't hold that when they were Huktash, they made a stipulation that if they weren't brought for its primary purpose, it could be brought for a secondary purpose. And you also hold that they don't have the same kapara, that they don't give the same kapara. So according to Rav Shimon, we don't understand your shita. Why is it that if you have a carbon that was supposed to be brought on Rosh Chodesh passes and it wasn't brought, why is it, Taka, that it could be brought on Yom Tov? It doesn't make sense. So maybe it's those chachamim in the Mishnah, in other words, it was Rav Yehuda, who was having this conversation with him. So says the Gemara, well, how do you know that that was the conversation? I mean, my de Rav Yehuda, how do you know that it's Rav Yehuda who's having this discussion with Rav Shimon Vahachi Kamarle, and this is the conversation? In other words, Bishlam Elididi, the Amina Leiv based in Masna Aleim, Amatul Vahachi Yikrevu. I understand, according to me, that I hold that Leiv based in Masna Aleim, that when they are consecrated subject to stipulation, and therefore, if they're not brought on Rosh Chodesh or Yontif, they are allowed to be brought on the other one. Amatul Vahachi Yikrevu. But according to you, the Amrit Lo, that you hold that you don't say Leiv based in Masna Aleim, Amayikrevu. So how could they be brought? Well, maybe that's not what the conversation is. Maybe the conversation is a slightly different conversation in our Mishnah. Dilma Rav Meir he, maybe it's Rav Meir Vachi Kamarle. And this is what he's saying to Rav Shimon. Bishlama Lididi, Da Amina Kalasiram Kabarasan Shavem Isham Hachi Yikrevu. I understand, according to my shita, this is a shita that we saw a couple of days ago in the shir, that Rav Meir holds that the kapara, all three of these karbanos, are mechaper on the same thing. In other words, that any of them are mechaper for a case of helem, according to Rav Meir. And then we saw progressive shitas that the seer of Yom Kippur may be mechaper on even more things than regalim, and regalim is mechaper on more things than Rosh Chodesh, but they could all be mechaper for the same thing. So I understand if they could all be mechaper for the same thing, that's why if you don't bring the korban on one day, you're allowed to bring the korban on the other day. But according to you, Rav Shimon, that the karbanos come to be mechaper on different things, why can you bring the karban from one special day on another special day? It doesn't make sense. In other words, what the Gemara is saying now is, how do you know the whole conversation was about the concept of nifta tmimim, about lev beis and masnan aleihem? Maybe they're not arguing about lev beis and masnan aleihem. Maybe the argument is, are all these karbanos mechaper for the same thing or not? So says the Gemara, you're right. Ela Rav Yochanan, Gemara Gemiri la ledivrei Rav Shimon ein niftin ledivrei Chachamim niftin. You're right. In other words, from the Mishnah, from the conversation in the Mishnah, I don't have a raya, because there's no raya that the conversation is about lev beis and masnan aleihem. Maybe the conversation is all about whether the karbanos are mechaper for the same thing or not. Ela Mai, Rav Yochanan had a tradition that there is a machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Can the animals be nifta tamim or not? Rav Shimon says no, and the Chachamim say yes. Okay, so it says the Gemara now weiter. Rav Shimon de lesle leiv beisim masna aleihem. But according to Rav Shimon, who doesn't say leiv beisim masna aleihem, so my avdin lahu. So what do they do? What do they do with these animals? In other words, you have these tamidim that are not needed for the korban tamid for any given year. Again, because we saw yesterday that you always have to have six animals in the pen. On the last day of the year, the last day of Adar, for these purposes, you're going to use two of the animals. Every single year, they have four animals left over. So what are you going to, at least four animals left over. So what are you going to do with them? So says the Gemara, so Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Makitzin Behem Esam Ezbeach. We make a Ketz L'Mezbeach. So what's a Ketz L'Mezbeach? So Ketz L'Mezbeach, says Rashi, so Kishe Mezbeach Batel, when the Mezbeach is empty, when there's no other karbanos being brought on the Mezbeach, Makriven Osa Ola L'Nidva Tzibur. You make an Ola S'Nidava Shel Tzibur. Kedesh Aminan Leil Reb Shimon, Demar B'Mas Nisin, Gabe Seir, Shalokara B'Zeh, Yikra B'Zeh, Mishum Taima, the Kulam Barim Lechaper Al Tumas Mikdash Vekachav, Alma Afalgav Delav Hainu Dahi Kapara Gufa, Kivan the Shaykh of a Mitzas Karevla, Hachinami Il Elu Shalok Shalokhu Litzorech Tmidim, Lohutsruhu Yikru Lakitsa Mizbeach, Sharei Lashem Olohu for Shuva Kates Nami Olohu, Lakamam Afarish Maolosh and Kates. Okay, so Rashi over here said like this. So you have to follow it like this. So Reb Shimon had held that by the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh and Regolim and Yom Kippur, if they're not brought on one of the days, they could be brought on the other of the days. Why? Their kapara is not exactly alike. And we wound up answering the kapara is close enough. It's all mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Vekachav. In other words, it doesn't have to be exactly the same kapara. It has to be largely the same kapara. Okay, now let's apply that logic to these animals. These animals were set aside initially to be brought as the karban tamid. What's the karban tamid? It's olas tamid. It's a karban ola. So if these animals can't be brought as a karban ola, because they can't be brought for a karban ola of tamid for this year, so let them be brought as another type of ola. It's not the same karban. Okay, but according to Rav Shimon, we already saw that close enough is good enough. So if they can't be brought as a karban tamid, let them be brought as an olas nedava. So that's what Rav Shimon would say, that you would bring it as a ketz l'mezbeach, as like a dessert for the mezbeach. We'll see on Amud Beis, Rashi clued us in to the etymology of the word ketz l'mezbeach. But anyway, that's what Rav Shimon said, that you could transition it slightly so that it's not going to be brought as an olas tamid, rather it's going to be brought as an olas nedava. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Umoda Rav Shimon b'si'ire chatas, if you have not a karban tamid, but if you have a sir chatas, that is left over, she'ein mekitzin begufan ela b'demeyem, that you are not allowed to bring the actual animal as an olas nedava. Rather, you have to sell the animal, you have to get money on the sale of the animal, then you have to buy other animals with that money, and bring those new animals as an olas nedava. As Rashi points out here, Moda Reb Shimon b'sirei chatos sheniknu mitrumas alishka shel shana zu, that were brought with a trumas alishka, that were bought with a trumas alishka of a certain year, v'ni sosru, and then they were left over, kagon seer shel Rosh Chodesh Adar, like the seer of Rosh Chodesh Adar she'avad, if you have the seer chatos that was brought on Rosh Chodesh Adar that was lost, v'nimtza b'nisan, and then ultimately the animal turned up in Chodesh Nisan, she'ena roi likarev od l'chova sibur, it cannot be brought as a karpan chatos for the current year, because it is now last year's carbon. You can't bring the actual chatos as a carbon olas tzibur. Rather, you have to sell it, and then you have to buy new animals for Ketzam Mizbeach with the money. That you have to let it graze, you have to let it become a balmum. When it becomes a balmum, then you flip the sanctity on the money, and then you buy new animals for the Mizbeach. Why? Sahachahu, so back in the Gemara, about halfway down the Yamud, Sahachahu demekara ola vahashta ola. It's one thing by the carbon tamid. It was always going to be an ola, because again, the tamid is an ola, so it was always going to be an ola, and now it's also going to be an ola. It's going from an olas tamid to an olas sibur. However, over here, aval hasam demekara chatas vahashta ola. However, over here, where first it was set aside as a chatas, now you're going to use it as an ola, then gzeira la'achar chapara atu lifnei kapara. It's a gzeira of after chapara, atu lifnei kapara. And what does that mean? So Rashi explains over here, aval hacha gzeira la'achar kapara atu kodem kapara, imach sheres chatas sibur likarev ola la'achar sheneskapru tzibur va'acher. In other words, what happened here was that the chatas of Rosh Chodesh Adar was lost, so they brought another chata. So in other words, they got whatever chapara they needed on account of the replacement carbon. And then this one was found. They would also permit you to redirect the kedusha of this carbon from a chatas to an ola, even before the tzibur or the individual gets a kapara from the chatas. But that can't be. If you designate an animal as a chatas, the animal has to be brought as a chatas. The only time the animal can be brought as an ola is if you've already achieved atonement through another chatas. But it's a gzeira that we don't allow you to actually bring this carbon as an ola, lest you think that even before you got the kapara, you're allowed to repurpose this animal and transition its kedusha from the kedusha of chatas to the kedusha of ola. That's why if it's a chatas that's left over, you have to sell it and buy an ola with the money. If it's an ola that's left over, you could just use it. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. So Amar Abaya Afananami Tanina. Now we have a couple of similar brises in a row in a series. So Abaya says, yeah, we also learn this. Par v'sar shel Yom Kippurim shavdu. If you have the par and the sar, which are both chatos of Yom Kippur that are lost, v'ifresh achreim tachteim, and your mafresh others in their stead, v'chein siri avodazara, also the sir avodazara, which is also a sir chatos shavdu, which is lost, v'ifresh achreim tachteim, and your mafresh others in its stead, Kulan Yamusu, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that they all have to be left to die. That Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrer, Yiru Achi Yistavu, Vimkuru Viyiplu Dmeim Lenadava. No, they don't have to be left to die, because the concept of being left to die that we saw yesterday is where you have a Chatas Sheneschapra Balav, that they have to be left to die. That's Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. That's only says Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, that's only by Echatas Yachid, not by Echatas Sibur. Rav Yehuda, however, extends the halacha. He believes that the halacha LeMoshe MiSinai applies not only to Echatas Yachid, but also to Echatas Sibur. That's why Rav Yehuda says that you have to let him die, and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon says, no, you don't have to let him die, but let him develop a mum, v'yimkaru v'yiplu d'meyem l'nadava, she'ein Echatas Sibur Mesa, because we hold that the halacha LeMoshe MiSinai of Echatas Sibur Mesa applies only to Echatas Shel Yachid, not to Echatas Shel Sibur. But the Gemara asks, why do you have to wait until they develop a mum and then sell the animals and then buy new animals with the money? So it says the Gemara, Vamai Nikravu Iu Gufayu, why aren't those animals themselves brought, O Ola, as an Ola? Elalav Shmaminog, Zera Lacha Kapara Atulufne Kapara. Why? Because we make a Xera. If we would allow you to bring the Chatas animal as an Ola after the Tzibur already achieved the Kapara through the replacement carbon, I might think that you're allowed to repurpose the animal even before they achieve kapara, But that's not possible. That's why we don't permit it even after they achieved kapara. It's gzeira d'rabanan. So Amar Rava, Rava says, afananami tanina. We also have this, we also have a similar brisa. Vahasheni, and the second animal. What are we talking about, the second animal? So Rashi explains, we're talking where you have the Sir Lashem and the Sir La Azazel, which are drawn, they're drawn as a pair, right? You take a pair of animals and you draw lots. The question is, what happens now if one of the animals, if one of the animals dies, or if one of the animals is lost? So then the problem is you can't just bring a replacement animal for the one that died or for the one that that's lost, because those animals have to be drawn as a pair. They have to be drawn through lots. So what happens is you bring another two animals and you draw lots. So you're going to wind up with one leftover animal. So the sheni, so the second animal, there was a machlokas in Maseches Yuma, is the second animal the leftover one from the first pair whose partner is now dead or lost, or is the second animal the one from the second pair that's duplicative of the one from the first pair that's still here? So whatever it is, one of the two, one of these animals is considered to be the second animal. It's an extra animal. Yure adche yistoev v'yimkar v'yiplu damav l'nedava. You have to wait until it develops a mum. You have to sell it, and then the money goes to a nedava. You have to buy an olas nedava. Says the Gemara, v'ama yikraviu gufa ola. Why isn't it itself brought as an ola? It's a gzera. We don't let you bring this chatos as an ola, even though the tzibur already achieved the kapara, lest you come to repurpose a korban chatos as an ola even before you achieve the kapara, and that certainly doesn't work. So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara now. Viter, another raya. Some ravina afanana mitanina. I also, he's piling on. I also learned a brisa like this. Asham shemesu ba'alav, if you have a carbon asham, where the bailam died, oshen es chapru ba'alav, or the bailam achieved the kapara through some other means, yire adshi yistoev, you have to let the animal graze, v'yimkar, and then you sell it, v'yiplu damav l'nedava, and then you have to buy an olas nedava with the proceeds. Rebbe Lazar mer yamos, Rebbe Lazar says, that you have to let it die. Why? Because Rashi explains, Rebbe Lazar holds that we compare an asham to a chatas. Just like by chatas, there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that chatas and eschapra bailav is lemisa azla, it goes lemisa. So too, by a korban asham, an asham and eschapra bailav, it has to be put to death. That's what Rebbe Lazar says. So that's why he says yamas, and Rebbe Yeshua amar yavi b'dam avola. So Rebbe Yeshua says that you have to bring with its money a korban ola. So Rashi over here is bothered. Well, hang on, we had three shitas. We had the shita of the Tanakama that Asham Shemesa Bailav Oshan Eschapra Bailav Yira Achi Yistav. You have to let it develop a mum, v'yimkar v'yiplu dam of l'nedava, and then you sell it and you have to buy your nolas nedava with the money. And then we had Rav Elazar who says that you compare an Asham to a chatas and therefore it has to die. And then you have Rabbi Shu who says yavi b'dam of ola, that you should bring a carbon ola with the money. Isn't that the exact same shita as the Tanakama, says Rashi? And so the answer is no. The nafkamina is whether it's brought as an olas yachid nedava or whether it's brought as an olas sibor nedava. What's the nafkamina? Says Rashi, two nafkaminas. Number one, does the animal require smicha? Because whether you have to do smicha on the animal depends on whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon sibor. Nafkamina number two, says Rashi, is who pays for the nesachim? Because along with every carbon, there are nesachim that go along with the carbon. The question is, are the nesachim funded by the tzibur, which would be the case if it was an olas tzibur, or are the nesachim funded by the person individually, which is the case if it were an olas yachid? Okay, but in any case, we see over here a similar concept of if you have an asham whose master already received a kapara. According to those who say that you're allowed to sell it and bring a replacement animal, nobody says that you're allowed to bring that animal as an ola. Why not? So, velikra v'agufa ola. Again, the Gemara asks, why don't you bring that an ola with that animal itself? Say, elolav, gzeiralacha kapara altulifne kapara shma mina. So we see over here a bunch of brises, four brises, I think it was, that said that there's a gzeira la'achar kapara atulifne kapara. Therefore, since before kapara you would me'ikara din not be able to use the chatas or the asham as an ola, therefore even Ma'achar kapara b'derech gzeira, the Rabbanan word goes there, that you can't use the animal itself as a korban ola, rather you have to sell it, wait until it develops a mum, then sell it, then buy an ola with the sale proceeds. Okay, now the Gemara says, Vaiter, Tanya Nami Hachi, Ma hein mevi'in min ha-mosoros. What would they bring from the mosoros? What would they bring from the leftover karbonos tamid? Kates, they would bring like a kates, like a dessert for the mizbeach. Kibnos shuach lemizbeach, like white figs on the mizbeach. Now, the Gemara is going to be very literal for a minute. Vaksiv, how can you bring white figs on the mizbeach? Ki kol sar v'chol dvash, it says kol sar v'chol dvash lo saktiru menu ishe l'ashem, and Rashi points out that kol dvash, dvash doesn't mean honey, dvash means dvash tamarim, but when it says dvash, it means not only that you're not allowed to bring tamarim on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to bring any peros on the mizbeach at all. So how could you tell me I bring these animals on the mizbeach like white figs? I'm not allowed to bring white figs on the mizbeach, says the Gemara. Don't be so literal. Tani Rav Chanina, Kivnos shuach la'adam. Now you're missing my point. In other words, we provide a dessert for the mizbeach. What's a dessert for a human being? Bno shuach. That's a dessert for a human being. And just like a person needs dessert, so too the mizbeach needs dessert. Tosfos over here, Dibra Maskel Kivno shuach, says that it's interesting because this Gemara is mashma that bno shuach, that these white figs, is a very nice dessert. It's almost like a delicacy. If you look elsewhere, in Avodah Zarah, Tosfos over here says that it's mashma that these bno shuach are not really so roy la'achila, to the extent that we're not sure whether shvius applies to the bno shuach because it's not really considered such a fruit. Tosfos answers, nah, the reason that we're mesupak whether shvius applies is because these fruits have a very long maturation process, apparently, and the lakita comes 3 years after the chanata, so we were not sure whether we go basar lakita or basar chanata. That's why we don't. That's why we weren't sure whether shvius applies. Or Tosfos says, which is like a standard Tosfos type answer, there are two types of bno shuach. One is spelled shin vav ches, and the other is spelled shin ches. So one of them is actually a bad fruit, and we're not sure whether shvius applies. Another one is actually a delicacy. That's the one that's referenced in our Gemara now. But what we do with these leftover animals is just like a person needs dessert, so too the mizbeach needs dessert. We bring these animals on the mizbeach when it's otherwise empty and unutilized. So Doresh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Ein Mekitzin Ba'olas Ha'of, that we don't bring an olas ha'of. The typical ola is an animal, but we don't bring, it's a behema, but we don't bring an olas ha'of on the mizbeach as kitzim mizbeach. Amar Rava ha'burcha. So Rava says, nah, this is a fabrication. Why would you not bring? Why would you not bring an olas ha'of on the mizbeach? Tosfos here is bothered by the Gemara's question. Why would you think that you could bring an olas ha'of as Kates Lemezbeach? Says the Tosfos, second Tosfos on the page, Tema, Hei Chisal Kadaitlech Lemekitzim Ba'of, Hamar Zem Midrash Dorash Yo Yada HaKohen, Shem Moser Chatos and Moser Osham Yei Lenidvas Ola, Mishum Dechsev LaHashem LaKohen, that you have to bring the leftover animals for something that's LaHashem and LaKohen. Ezo Dover Shu LaHashem LaKohen, what animal it has an aspect of which both is LaHashem and the Kohen? Haviomar Ze Ola, Shabasar Ola Kula LaHashem, Vagiza Va'or LaKohen. And the giza, the shearing, and the skin, the hide, is going to be for the kohen. Va'of in lakohen chelikba. But for the by an olas ha'of, the skin of the bird doesn't go to the kohen. So if I'm only allowed to bring as an adava something that's shared between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the kohen, what's the havamina that I could bring an oaf? Because by an oaf the kohen gets nothing. V'yish lomar says Tosfos dalsim b'moser mos kagon hifresh mos lachatas v'yasham k'dichsev kesef asham kesef chatas v'achak k'shnosar gufa asham. Ah, so maybe there's a difference. In other words, if we're going to buy an ola with money that was left over that was supposed to buy a chatas or an asham, then I bring something that has to go to LaHashem and the Kohen. But maybe where I just have an animal left over, maybe I'm allowed to bring that as an olas nedava. That's the way Tosfos explains why the Gemara now has a havamina that I should be allowed to bring an olas of as an nedava. But back in the Gemara, let's go back into it. So Darash Rav Nachman Rav Chista, picking up again 3 lines down, Ein makis and bolas of. Amarava haburcha. That's a fabrication. You can make a kitz with an olas ov. And Amar leRav Nachman bar Yitzchak larava my burchasa. What's the fabrication here? Ana amrita neale. I said this halacha. Umeshmei the Rav Simi min Arda amrita neale. And I said it in the name of Rav Simi min Arda. The Amar Rav Simi min Arda mosaros lenidvas sibur azli. That the mosaros go as a karban olas nedava shall tzibur the ein olas ov betzibur. And the reason that you cannot bring olas ha'of as ketzel mezbeach is because the ketzel mezbeach has to be a nidvas sibur, and you don't bring a bird carbon as a carbon sibur. That's why, very simple, that's why you can't bring a bird carbon as an olas nedava. V'yav Shmuel sever la de Rav Yochanan, and Shmuel also held like this as well. Damar Rav Yud, Damar Shmuel, carbon sibur, when you have a carbon sibur, sakin moshchasan l'mashahein. The knife directs them to what they're going to what they're going to be. Rashi says over here what this means is about it's a third of the way down. Sakin moshchasan l'mashahein, sakin ashochtan, the knife that shechts them, stam moshchasam l'karban shahofrash metchila l'kach. In other words, you're mafresh them initially for a carbon, then you just shecht it stam. But the carbon goes for what you were mafresh for immediately. Vafilu ein ze osa carbon atzmo, that could go in olas tamid, ola lekeitz im ein aroy letamid. That you have the ability that when you shecht it, you could either shecht it for the original purpose, or you could shecht it for a new purpose. And that's why you're allowed to, that's specifically by carbon sibur, that you're allowed to slightly and subtly repurpose what the carbon was for. However, that doesn't work by a bird, because a bird can never be a carbon sibur. That's why you never bring a bird as ketzel mezbeach. Tani Nami Yachi, we have a similar braisa, moda Rav Shimon b'seir, and Rav Shimon is moda that by the seir, shim lo kara beregel yikra b'rosh chodesh, vim lo kara b'rosh chodesh yikra b'yom ha-kippurim, vim lo kara b'yom ha-kippurim yikra beregel, vim lo kara beregel zay yikra beregel acher, shem etchiloso lo ba el l'chaper al mezbeach achison, because the whole time it had only come to be mechaper on the mezbeach, achison. And Rashi explains over here, that umaskana the time of shemitz chilos loba el lechaper al mezbeach achitzon alma ahodu tkaptina sheyekrov al mezbeach achitzon lechaper mixas dover sheyuktishu lo chatos to tumas mikdash tikarev lo tumas mikdash viafalpi shein kaparos and shave achinami lo ola sheyuktash lo ola yakrev. So this is what we saw already on Amud Aleph, that Rav Shimon holds that because you have an animal that was supposed to be mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadshav, even if it can't be mechaper for the specific type of tumah that it was originally designated for, it could still be mechaper for a similar type of tumah. So too, this type of carbon that was initially supposed to be designated as a carbon ola, an ola satamid, if it can't be brought as an ola satamid, it should be brought as a similar type of ola. It should be brought as an olas nedavas sibor. Okay. Says the Gemara now weiter. So the al zodon tumas mikdash v'kachav, and on the zodon tumas mikdash v'kachav siranasa bifnim. So we have the siranasa bifnim is going to be mechaper for somebody who purposely desecrated the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and went in while he was tamei, or purposely ate a basar kachim when he was tamei. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know that it atones for somebody who does this avera b'mezid? The Tanur Rabbanan v'chiper al hakodesh me tum os b'nei Yisrael u'me pishehem l'chol chatosam. So we reference pishaim and we reference chatos. So pishaim elo amaradim. Shaim are those, that's somebody who rebels. That's somebody who rebels by doing an Avera B'mezid. V'cheinu Omer, and similarly it says, Melech Moav Pashabi, the Melech Moav rebelled against me. V'yomer, and it says further, Oz Tifsha Livna Be'esahi, that Livna was rebelling at that time. So from Pishayhem, I learned that it's Mechaper even for Mezid. Chatos, and when it says Chatos, Elu Ashkagos, those are the carbon, that's a carbon for somebody who does the Avera B'shogeg. V'cheinu Omer, Nefesh Kisechta Bishkaga. And similarly, we see that we use the Lashon of Chait, it juxtaposed with the lashon of shgaga, with the lashon of doing something bishogeg. So we see over here that the sira nasa bifnim is mechaper if you violate tumas mikdash b'kachav bishogeg b'derech helam yediyah, or yediyah helam rather, or if you violate Tumas Mikdash Bekotcha, b'mezid, this seer is going to be mechaper. Tosfos asks, second Tosfos from the bottom, Yalzondan Tumas Mikdash Bekotchev, that the implicit question here is, we had seen already now a bunch of days ago, probably almost a week ago, that one of the hallmarks of these karbanos is that they can be mechaper only on one thing, that each of these karbanos can come and be mechaper only on a single thing. Now, however, it's apparent that the karban is being mechaper on two things. It's being mechaper on the case of mezid, and it's being mechaper on the case of shogeg. So Tosfos says, ein ze beis kaparos. No, that's not beis kaparos. What is beis kaparos? Ela masha korban acher mechaper. In other words, if you have an other korban that also comes to be mechaper on a certain thing, then this korban can't be mechaper on that thing, because I can't have two korbanos being mechaper on the same thing. However, if I have one korban, that korban can be mechaper on the avera b'mezid, and can be mechaper on the avera b'shogeg. Inami kapara achas l'shogeg v'achas l'mezid. Or says Tosfos, no, maybe the rule that a korban can't be mechaper for two things means that it can't be mechaper for two types of averos b'mezid, but it can be mechaper for one avera b'shogeg, one avera b'mezid. That's still achas. In other words, you could look at this as two kaparas, or you could look at it as a single kapara. It's a single kapara in the realm of mezid. It's a single kapara in the realm of shogeg. That's how Tosfos explains that the sira nasa b'fnim can be mechaper on the shogeg and on the case of mezid. All right, let's just do a couple more lines. So now the Gemara is continuing to explain what we had done in the Mishnah, and now it says Al Shara Avera Shebetorah Kalos Vachamurus Hazdonos Vashkogos, and what it said in the Mishnah was Al Shara Avera Shebetorah Kalos Vachamurus Hazdonos Vashkogos Hoda Velo Hoda, whether it's known to him or not, Ase Velos Ase, whether it's a Mitzvah Ase Velos Ase, Krisos Amisus Basin, whether it's a Chiyav Kores or a Chiyav Misus Basin, Sira Mishaleach Mechaper, the Sir La Azazel is going to be mechaper for all of that. So says the Gemara, Hainu Kalos, Hainu Ase, Velos Ase, Chamuros, Hainu Krisos, Umisas Beistin. So this Mishnah is very redundant. It talks about Kalos and Chamuros, it talks about Ase and Los Ase, Krisos and Misas Beistin, Hoda, Lo Hoda, Mezid, Shogeg. Aren't these all duplicative terms? In other words, Kalos should be Ase, Velos Ase, Chamuros is Misas Basin and Chi of Kares. So Hoda Hainu Mezid, if it becomes known to him, that's a Mezid. Lo Hoda Hainu Shogeg, if it doesn't become known to him, that's a Shogeg. So Rav Yehuda, so says Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar, this is what it means. Al Shar Averos Shebetorah, Ben Kalos, Ben Chamuros. Whether they're Kalos or Chamuros, Ben Shasam B'Shogeg, Ben Shasam Amazid. Whether you did them B'Shogeg, whether you did them Amazid. Osan Shasam B'Shogeg, those that you did B'Shogeg, Ben Nodalos Fekon, Ben Nodalos Fekon. Whether the Suffolk becomes known to you, whether the Suffolk is not known to you. What's this type of Avera that we're talking about? Rashi says we're talking about an Avera where you may have eaten chalav. In other words, you had two pieces of meat in front of you. One was regular meat, one was chalav. You ate one. You don't know which one the chalav was. So certainly you didn't intend to do a b'mezid. You didn't intend to eat the chalav. So you did a b'shogeg, but you don't even know whether you actually did the Avera, because you don't yet know whether the piece of meat that you ate was a chalav, was a piece of chalav or not. So the Elohim, bein nodalens fekan, bein lo nodalens fekan. Veiluin kalos, and what are the kalos? Ase velos ase. Veiluin chamuros, krisos and misas basin. And what are the chamuros? The chamuros are krisos and misas basin. So we explain this whole brisa b'derech. Bederach sort of explanation that the Mishnah is coming to explain what the various things are. In other words, you're right, they're not separate categories. We're not trying to distinguish between Ase and Los Ase from Kalos. Kalos means Ase and Los Ase. Chamuros means Krisus and Mises Basin. That's the way we explain the Mishnah. Let's leave off here. Rabbi Leibowitz will pick up tomorrow. I believe I did neglect to mention in the beginning of this year, today's year again was sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Benyumin, Leskosa for Shalema, Rechaim Naftali, but from Afreda, for Sarah Afreda Baschaya. We wish them a for Shalema, Betoch Shalach Yisrael. All the learning of today and the past few days and in the future should serve as a schos for Shalema for them, as well as the other cholim in Klal Yisrael. And the rabbi is back on U.S. ground. He will pick up from here, God willing, tomorrow.